I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. Finally. I'm back. I'm sorry for the long time that I was out, but I was having some issues from a health perspective, and I had to get past it all. So, thank you for your kind thoughts. I had several people that watched the show write me and say, "Hey, Dr. Bill, are you okay?" Well, I am now. I wasn't for a while, but I am now. So, glad to be here. Glad you're here. Glad I'm here. So, there you go. Because we didn't have our regular shows over the last several weeks, I didn't get to do all of my usual things that I like to do, like the after Christmas present reveal. And I know some of you are going, "Christmas, Dr. Bill, it's almost February." Yeah, I know. But it's just been that long. What can I say? So, we're going to look at that today. What else is happening? There's many things happening on the various fronts. For instance, just my shirt here. It's kind of, you can tell my shirt is a little big. And you may look at my face and go, "Dr. Bill, you kind of lost some weight, haven't you?" Yes, I have. I've actually lost 120 pounds. And I want to lose more. So I'm going to give it my best shot to lose more. Matter of fact, my doctor says, he says, "I'll see you in 6 months and you'd better have lost another 100 pounds. You might say, "Dr. Bill, 100 pounds in 6 months? Well, yes, but I've lost all of this 120 pounds in the last four or five months. So maybe..." You know, he was actually just encouraging me, but he wasn't being necessarily, you know, this or else. You know what I'm saying? So there you go. So let's talk about, first, the Christmas presents that I got. As you know, I was really trying to get a Chromebook Flip. Well, guess what? I have a Chromebook Flip. Let me turn it this way, so that you can at least see the Chrome logo here, okay? I know it makes the screen dark because it reflects light back and the camera adjusts and tries to do what it can, but hey. So, allowing for that darkness, let me show you something here. This is the Flip, and they call it the Flip because you can flip it all the way around and it becomes a tablet, so to speak. It's still a Chromebook, so you have Chromey things you can do with it, but it's a very light tablet at that point. Then I can flip it back around, and it activates the keyboard, and I have a regular laptop-ish keyboard. I'm going to stop now because it keeps making the screen dark. Sorry about that. But anyway, how cool is that? So the Flip is awesome. I got the 4 gig version, memory-wise, and then I also put a 32 gig, I think it's 32, let me pop it out, yes, 32 gig is the max that it will take of a tiny little memory card, so I'm going to go ahead and put that back in there. It's tiny, the whole thing is small, which I like, it's light, and it's made out of aluminum, it's awesome. I love it. So, I'm going to get back to where I was. There! So, I got that, and then, after Christmas, I had been waiting a long time to get a new phone. You know, the Optimus G Pro that I had was getting a little long in the tooth. You familiar with that expression? It's getting old. So, I got, ta-da, a new, this is the case, by the way, for it. But did I have to tap in the super secret password? That is the Samsung Note 5. And it even has a stylus so I can make notes to myself if I want. Pretty cool. So that's kind of a slightly after Christmas present that I got for myself. And AT&T was having a cool deal. If you buy the any Samsung product, they throw in for free a Samsung tablet, which is kind of cool. Now, you have to pay the monthly fee for the AT&T wireless cell phone connection to it. But basically, and I've got a cool case. This is a really cool case. See, it opens up. I like things that open up and cover things. And then you can use it as a stand and all kinds of cool stuff. But at any rate, this has proven to be very useful. It's nice. It's fast. It's very, very fast. It's a Samsung. It's a Samsung tablet. I don't even know what it is exactly. But come on, wake up. If I tap in here, my super secret password, everything has a super secret password. I'm just security conscious that way. And then I go to, whoops, I just went past it. Settings. I'm going to a lot of trouble to find stuff that you may not even care about, but hey, some of you will want to know. Here we go. It's a Samsung SMT337A. Isn't that exciting? It's running Android version 5.1.1, and I keep it updated. And of course, it has the Samsung style interface over Android, but hey. But I like it. I really do. Now, my son, the Game Master, also got a Note 5, and we got, well, actually, we could have gotten another tablet, and that would have been another $10 a month for that tablet, but we said, yeah, we've already got tablets. They may not be over cell phone networks, but hey. So we didn't. We could have, but we didn't. So there you go. So cool stuff. So that's a very quick after Christmas, what we got thing. Now, everybody got a lot of cool stuff. Actually, when we did the cell phone thing with me and Ben, the Game Master, my wife got my old Optimus Pro because she really doesn't care that much about phones. She wants a phone to be a phone. But I finally convinced her you really would like the Optimus Pro. So we swapped that down, changed it out, put her number on it. She likes it, which I'm glad. Finally getting her into the 21st century off of just a regular old cell phone. Cool. So, the Game Master also got many other things. He got games. He got a katana. He got, you know, he's into swords of all kinds. He also got a Bluetooth speaker that he could use with his phone or his tablets. And I got him a tablet, just a regular tablet. So cool, lots of stuff. Now, let's talk about what has been gathering on the blog for some time. This goes back to December the 16th. Sorry guys, it's old news. But the article is Firefox doomed? Possibly. This is our buddy Stephen J. Vaughn Nichols. He seems to think so. And basically, they've abandoned a lot of their projects and they've had all kinds of failures. So he's asking the question, is Firefox the walking dead? Zombies. Anyway. I encourage you to read the article. Matter of fact, it even says here, Mozilla and Firefox are the zombies, and IE alongside Windows 10 browser cousin Edge is alive and well. I wouldn't go that far. They're alive. But anyway, Now, this question, this came out December the 20th. Like I said, I'm behind, okay? This is, will I need to register my drone? And it lists all the various drones that are, that basically make the threshold of registering. I went ahead and registered my drone because I have recently acquired, actually won it, a Parrot drone, okay? It's the, what is it called? Boy, I am really behind. I haven't even opened the box. It's a Parrot Bebop drone. Bebop. I wonder if Rocksteady is in there. Nah, never mind. Some of you are going, is he talking about the turtles? Yes, I am. All right. Also, finally, there is a VLC player for Chrome. So, in other words, on my Chromebook, right here, this Chromebook, I can, they're with the darkness again, I can, it's shady, I can have the VLC player run on Chrome. That is awesome, because VLC is my very favorite audio player, actually, video player, audio player, everything, okay? So, dude, now, if you are paying attention to the blog, this is the reason you need to pay attention to the blog. The blog is, of course, drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen, okay? If you had been paying attention to the blog, not just waiting for the videos, waiting, people going, where is he, what's the matter, is he dead, you know? I'm not, I'm alive! It's alive! Anyway, you would have noticed that Tech Podcast, which, by the way, I should have said that at the beginning of the program. We're proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. I'm out of practice. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Boy, I really am out of practice, guys. Anyway, Tech Podcast CES coverage was live. It's now past, so it's no longer live. But if you go to the link that I have here, if you click on the link where it says Tech Podcast CES coverage, you can watch the videos that Todd Cochran and the gang from Tech Podcast recorded. So it's still worthwhile. Now we're progressing up through time. We're up now to January the 28th. Pretty recent. And this is Google Chrome is to mark all HTTP-only sites as bad. Now, as a web developer slash host provider, see, that's why my regular email address is drbill@drbillbailey.net. .net is supposed to be reserved back in the day for web hosts, which is why I use drbill@drbillbailey.net. drbillbailey.net is the web hosting company that I run, okay? A lot of my sites are just plain old websites. They're not doing e-commerce, they're just websites. And so you can get to them with the HTTP prefix, hypertext protocol. All right, but if you put an S on the end, HTTPS, you use an SSL certificate. Okay, secure socket layer. That is preferable, certainly, but you have to buy a cert for the website. That can get expensive if you did it for every single website. I host like 90-some websites. Excuse me, throat drying out. I didn't bring water. I should have known better. My phone's making weird noises. Should have known better than I should have brought water. Oh, well. So, I'll do the best I can. So, this means that if you have a regular old website, like I have several of, more than several of, then they'll have a little X that indicates Google doesn't like this. Google wants you to have a secure socket layer certificate. So that's annoying to me. Which is why I said in my article here, what if you have a simple website that doesn't need encryption? Why should you have to buy an expensive SSL certificate? Bummer. Bummer is what I say when I am bummed. Yes, indeed. All right, next article. Let the I got to do this right. Let the cheap Windows PCs die. It's kind of like, you know, like Captain Kirk. Remember that? When Spock told him we need to go save the Klingons. And Spock says, but Captain, they'll die if we don't go. Actually, I think he was an admiral at that time. So he said, Admiral, they'll die if we don't go save them. And Kirk says, let them die. I've always liked that line. But at any rate, this is cross-posted from the Chromis blog. And this article from Extreme Tech, I posted it January 29th, basically is talking about the fact that Chromebooks, good old Chromebooks, dark screen. Anyway, Chromebooks are replacing cheap Windows PCs. People like the Chromebooks better. Well, of course they do. This Chromebook is under $300. Now, that's because I got the maxed out memory and so forth. But this Chromebook is light. It's extremely well built. It's solid. It works perfectly. However, cheap Windows PCs, really cheap Windows PCs that are running Windows 10, they kind of barely work. You know what I'm saying? Oh, also, by the way, I got a cute little case for my Chromebook. It's kind of bright red. But I also got, if I could get this, let's see, I also got a cable here. You go, Dr. Bill, why are you excited about a cable? Because this cable allows me to hook, it's a very special proprietary connection, hook that to the Chromebook and that to a full-size HDMI on the TV, and you can put your Chromebook on your TV. How cool is that? So that's another one that I kind of bought myself. A self-purchased Christmas present to go with this, which was a Christmas present separate from the Chromebook. I also like this case for another reason. I can take the Chromebook, I can put it in a case, and there's this little lip thing that I can pull up. It's kind of hard to see. It's also kind of hard to put it together. But anyway, see if I can show it this way. See the lip there? This lip catches it, holds it in place, and then when you zip it, you take the thing here, and it holds together with a Velcro thingy, and then you can carry it. I like that. Handy. Very inexpensive case, but very cool. Alrighty then. What was I saying? Oh yes, about Chromebooks. Chromebooks are replacing these cheap PCs, and I say let them die. Because the cheap PCs are too underpowered for Windows 10. Now you could get obviously a laptop PC for that's powerful enough for Windows 10, works great. But you got to pay real money for those. Okay? So if you get a cheap one that just barely will boot Windows, it's no good for anything. So all these people that are saying, well, I can get a Windows PC for the same price as a Chromebook. It won't be usable. Not for real work. So get a Chromebook. Just saying. Anyway, if you watch the Chromis Netcast, you'll hear me talk about that again. Just telling you up front. All right. So that'll do it for this show. I hope you're glad I'm back, and I hope you're glad that I'm getting skinnier. I will continue to get skinnier. My shirts are just too big these days. I'm hitting my microphone. Boy, I'm just messing up a lot of things because I'm out of practice. But I'll get better. Okay. So join us again next time. Remember, till then, that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.